USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I want Americans to know that we will get through this challenge. The hardship will end. It will end soon. Normal life will return, and our economy will rebound very, very strongly.
President Trump speaking at the daily coronavirus briefing at the White House, making the point that America was not built to be shut down.
Right now, in the midst of this great national trial, Americans must remain united in purpose and focused on victory. To every single American, please know that the sacrifice you're making at this time is saving lives, many, many lives.
Over on Capitol Hill, still no agreement on the stimulus package in the Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell with strong words as he looks to get a deal done.
We don't have time for this. We don't have time for it. We've been fiddling around for 2 days.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's president, Adam Krupp, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to FinestKnown.com.
Due to coronavirus concerns, volatility remains the norm on Wall Street. The Dow losing 582 points to close at 18,591. The Nasdaq off 19 points. The S&P 500 down 67.5. Vice President Mike Pence, who heads the White House Coronavirus Task Force at FEMA headquarters in Washington. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
In a teleconference with governors at FEMA headquarters, Vice President Mike Pence is encouraging governors to reach out to the White House if they need anything to combat the Chinese coronavirus.
We're going to do whatever it takes to make sure that our states and your courageous local health officials have the support that you need to meet this moment.
Pence says he also hopes President Trump's recently signed disaster declaration gives governors confidence that the federal government will always support them. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Well, as you well know, no one immune to the coronavirus, and that goes for members of the news media and Bravo Entertainment's Andy Cohen. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Over the weekend, Fox News Media announced at least four of its employees had contracted the virus at various locations. An ABC News staffer working at the network's 47 West building in New York City had tested positive for it, and also another TV newser, a staffer for Lou Dobbs' Fox Business Show, also contracting it. Andy Cohen, the latest Hollywood figure to test positive for it, the news coming just hours after he announced he would be moving his popular late-night talk show, Watch What Happens Live, to his New York City apartment after work-from-home orders had been instituted by the New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And what sort of impact has the coronavirus had on the price of oil? USA Radio's John Clemens on the story.
Oil prices continue to be under heavy selling pressure due to the reduction in demand because of the coronavirus. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump will go even lower.
Motorists need not be in any hurry to fill up, as the national average will likely plunge another 25 to 40 cents per gallon, likely falling under $2 a gallon in the week ahead, while then setting its target on $1.66 per gallon. That's the lowest level we've seen since 2016.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.